I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Monday, my dear friends. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. I hope your heart is doing well. I hope you feel good in your body. I hope you feel some expansiveness in your mind. I hope you're doing really, really well. And if you're not doing well today, if you're not feeling great, I am so glad that you're here. Listening to podcasts like this one means that you're taking active, creative steps to resource yourself, to take care of yourself. So welcome, 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 just the way you are. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This week on the show, I feel excited about this week for a very special reason. I feel excited about this week because it's my birthday week this week. It's my birthday on Wednesday. And normally I don't feel super stoked about birthdays. It doesn't feel like a big deal to me. But this year, for some reason, maybe because it's my first birthday back in Sweden, I don't know, I feel happy and excited to get to celebrate. So celebrate is exactly what I want us to do. I want to have a week dedicated to celebrating our well-being. There is nothing more important than our own well-being. And well-being is so much more than just one thing. We want to feel good in our bodies, right? Doesn't matter what our bodies look like, but we want to feel good as we walk about the world, right? As we wake up in the morning and we go about our day, we want to have a solid level of well-being here. We want to feel good in our minds. Mental health is just as important, if not more important, than physical health, truly. Our mental health dictates so much of our lives. It's so important that we feel good in our minds, that we feel grounded and settled. And then, of course, our hearts, our emotional health, just as important. You can't really prioritize these levels of ourselves, right? It's all important because it's all connected. It's all one. But our emotional well-being is so valuable that we feel safe, that we feel held, that we know we can express our emotions and be present with ourselves as we hold all sorts of emotions, no matter what comes our way. And then the other level to this that I think we forget sometimes, we talk a lot about our bodies and our hearts and our minds, but spiritual well-being is really important. That we know that we have a sense of purpose in life, that we feel connected to something greater than us, that we feel an innate sense of hope and faith in the goodness of this world is so crucial. So this week, I want to celebrate our well-being. not just be in the heaviness of healing, because the healing journey can feel pretty daunting and heavy, not just be in the all the ways I want to improve my well-being or fix things around my well-being and change things about how I live and who I am, but actually have a week to celebrate how well we already are. And I want to kind of emphasize that. I really want you to hold and honor the truth that you are well. There is goodness inside of you. I know you have tons of challenges, and maybe you have really specific challenges around different parts of your health and well-being, but there is so much about you and your life that is working. There's so much about you that already holds a really high level of well-being. The tricky thing about that is that when we have a big challenge, it's really hard to focus on all the things that's working, right? Of course, if we get sick, it's impossible, near impossible, to focus on anything else because, of course, it impacts every single area of our lives. But I want you to hold this week the many areas of your life where you are well. Say you are physically unwell right now. Well, what's a part of your life that actually is thriving? Are you doing really well at work? You know, do you have great friendship in this season in your life? Everything going well between you and your partner or your spouse? Maybe you have some financial abundance right now and things are going really well in that area. Maybe you're doing great in the garden and you're just growing an abundance of things and that feels good. Trust me, I promise you, when you start to look at your life from that lens of what is working, what feels good, where do I already have a sense of well-being, you are going to find it. And when we hold that, we're going to be inviting this big sense of gratitude for all the beauty in our lives so that we can celebrate what actually is working. So this week on the show, we are celebrating the beauty of our lives. We are celebrating what's working. This week, I will celebrate all that is well in my life. This week, I will celebrate all that is well in my life. I am smiling as I'm recording this episode because I know this week is going to be a good one. Just shifting our awareness toward things that are working, it's such a positive and happy thing to do in our day. Doesn't mean that we're ignoring the things that aren't working. Doesn't mean that we put our heads in the sand. Doesn't mean that we're not fighting for a better life and a better world. It just means that we get to invite a level of gratitude as we do those things. It's going to help us feel grounded and grateful. And it's going to help us appreciate the fact that there is so much beauty in our worlds, in our lives, inside of us and all around us. Let's celebrate this week. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for being here. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.